Hey, Ruben.
Hey, you don't need to leave me your number. By now, I probably know it by heart. How are you doing?
It's just out of courtesy, you know. Sometimes you don't, you forget my number. Like, damn it! I
No
wish you
worries.
left my. So, anyways, I have a question.
Sure.
If you do the working capital loan, how does it make that we have 75,000 left over? That doesn't make sense to me.
Okay. Let's bring up your file. Give me a second.
Because it says that we have to pay 91,000 off.
Oh, so you're missing part of my email. So basically, I kind of my goal on just is this. I really it's not a wish. The program you guys were approved for was really solid, but I tried to find a solution right now that actually will help you guys out, and it's some type of solution for the time being. So what I was able to do is this. I got additional approval. It's a completely separate program. It doesn't come with the interest
Okay.
forgiveness. It doesn't come with the interest forgiveness. It's a completely separate program, but it's approved. The maximum the loan they can do on that is $150,000. So it's 150.
That's
Okay.
what I'm saying.
So the maximum split is a, and I don't know if you got in my email, it's a 50-50 split. So that means that up to 75,000 or less, you have to pay down. Your current balance right now is like 87,000.
91.
No, it's
91.
lower. It's lower. Because you sent me that balance 1 or 2 weeks
Yeah.
ago. You're making payments.
Oh.
So you're knocking
Okay.
down 20. Yeah, that's the thing. You're at like that. You're probably around like, well, let's say you've said 91. I know for sure you made one payment. So that would bring it down to 86.4 or something. And then you probably had another, or 87.4. Yeah, so you're probably around like 85 with this other payment. You're probably around there. So all you would have to do is, and it's very common, is it's called split funding. And you would do a one-time payment to your current lender to make it work. So your balance is 75. So I'll give you an example. If these terms work, I send you documents today. You send the documents back to me. They're signed, sealed. They go to underwriting. Everything is cleared. All the check marks are cleared. How long does this take? At most, this takes 2 days. Usually, it's 24 hours. Once everything is cleared, I come back to you and I say, "Hey, John, everything's been cleared. You need to go send a wire to your current lender to pay down your balance to get to the 75K level. It's at 75. We fund it for 150. 75 goes to pay them off. 75 goes to you."
And then we still have a remaining balance then.
No, you don't. How would you?
Because the loan is for 85.
No. So we're missing a big thing. You would have to do a small payment to your current lender to get your loan balance down to 75. You would
Yeah,
pay
but
them.
then.
You have to pay them to keep the loan at the 50-50 rule. So basically, you would have to send them like, let's just say I get everything cleared. You'd have to send them 10 grand to get the loan down to 75, and then you'd fund.
So technicality, it's still 60,000 we were getting back then.
Oh yeah, included my email. Absolutely, you're netting 75 at funding, but yes, you're having to like pay 10,000 to get this loan. So you can look at it as getting 65. Yeah, that's a completely fine way to look at it. That's another way to look at it.
Now,
Absolutely.
my mother says that right now, August is everyone starts school. That's the month that kind of slowed down, but. September is been a better month, and she was thinking, is it possible if we could just wait and see what happens in September and if you get, I mean October and see if we could get a better
So waiting
compensation.
till you're waiting you said you'll wait till the end of September and then show me the September statement? Absolutely. Absolutely. You can try.
She
Absolutely.
needs at least 100K to have available to her to spend, not 60, because that's kind of little.
Okay.
And we're actually forking out of our own pockets too, which is not really helpful if you really think about it.
Well, it's helpful here's the thing, right? Now I had this conversation with another customer. Oftentimes, customers, and I'm not trying to beat anyone up, sometimes people really, really wait. And they wait. Like, I had another customer where I told them, like, dude, pull the trigger, pull the trigger, pull the trigger. And they're like, no, I'll wait, no, I'll wait. And then it wasn't me being an asshole. They ran out of options, and now they're in a screwy place. So here's my
Yeah.
thought. I don't think you guys are going to start missing payments on your current loan. I don't think your bank account, how is your bank account still around like a $40,000 balance? Do you still have like good
Yes.
balances?
Yes.
Okay, so let's do this. It's the 12th of September. Oh no, the 13th of September. In 3 weeks, let's just press hold. If you guys don't want to use this loan, let's kind of walk through the options. So in 3 weeks, let's get the September bank statement. if it's really good, I don't know what I can do for you. I'm not going to tell you I can do something. The answer is I do not know. And here's the other thing. So, John, one thing I'll tell you is this. There is another loan product I have, and it's called a stack. And let me tell you what that means. It means when you get another loan on top of your existing loan. I strongly, strongly do not suggest using this because it really doesn't help you long term. It's better to do one loan than do two, because actually many companies don't tell this to their customers, but when you do a second position loan, like let's just say I said, hey John, here's $100,000 on top of your current loan, you would actually, by getting that loan, you would be violating the contract with your current lender. And a lot of the people in our industry don't tell that to customers, so it's not the way to go. So let's do this. Two loans is never the preferable option unless you have no other options. It's September 13th. In 3 weeks, let's revisit this. Not 3 weeks, in 17 days, let's revisit this. At that time, your balance will probably be around, I don't know, your balance will probably be around 81 or 82. And if you have a really good September bank statement, the worst that can happen is they can say no. The best that can happen is they can say yes. And also, as long as your statements stay consistent, I don't think your $150,000 approval that you have now, I don't think it's going to change. But here's one other thing I'm going to do. I'm going to go in there and I'm going to see. I won't have the answer today, but I'll go into the underwriting department and see if there's any way where they can bend that rule so you don't have to net, you know, you don't have to pay down your loan. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay. So then if they tell me no, because that's sometimes a rule that's pretty hard to bend, worst comes to worst is we look at this in 2.5 weeks and make you happy. No big deal.
Another question is, do you know any bank's name, Blue, something like that?
Yeah, Blue Bridge Financial. Yeah, that's the company that financed, we sold out that transaction. They're collecting the payments for your first equipment loan.
Oh, for, what's his name?
Trust one, right? Correct. So they're going to collect the future payments.
Yeah, they just already pulled out the money right now.
Yeah, because you guys have, that transaction's commenced. Absolutely.
Okay.
So yeah, that you're not going to, absolutely, you're not going to see any future payments from Bank of Cardiff. That's why I took care of the insurance, so you didn't get charged fees. All that stuff is taken care of.
Okay. And then one more question.
Sure.
Yeah, so let's say that our bank statement has more funds, and does that mean that we have a higher possibility of getting the 225 back again, or no?
That program, honestly, I've never been so frustrated because I know the guy who runs that program, and he's in complete agreements with me. His agreement is that you guys should get qualified for that, but what they're doing is they're looking at this as like thousands of loan applications, and the underwriting guidelines changed as of September 1st, and I fought it from every possible angle. But I do think if you guys have 225, there's a strong chance that you might get qualified for more money. Yeah, absolutely.
So we need to have how much more money in the bank to have to qualify for that?
Oh, no, it's not how much money in the bank. It's just how much business you do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not like about stack. Here's the thing, right? You've got a great 150 approval. So worst comes to worst, that approval, the guidelines aren't changing. I don't believe they are. So October 1st, if your bank statements look great, hey, we redo it. At the second time, I'm going to go see if there's anything we can do to push the loan above a little. So maybe I can tell them, maybe they can come back to me and say, hey, look, we'll do an 85-65. We'll do an 85-65 split. You guys won't have to pay anything. Let me see what I can do and get right back to you tomorrow.
Okay, thank you.
Question for you. What lease or property address, anything to verify for the location?
I have a lease signed contract already.
Perfect. Send it to me. Second question. What is going on with the equipment from JJ? When is delivery going to be?
I need to confirm with my mother. Let me ask her again.
Cool. Thanks, brother.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.